Well, a battle is heating up over what can be done to help lower your energy bills. State and territory leaders had been hoping to find a solution to help ease the crunch at tomorrow's National Cabinet meeting, but that's been cancelled after the Prime Minister tested positive for COVID. Matt Keane is the New South Wales Treasurer and Minister for Energy and our guest. Matt Keane, welcome.
Good morning, Patricia. Thank you for having me.
Your federal colleagues want National Cabinet to be held remotely. Should it be moved to online so this can get done?
Well, it doesn't matter where it's had. What matters is that we need to see the detail of the Commonwealth's proposal before any meeting is held, whether it's a virtual meeting or in person. We need to see the detail of their plan to solve this national problem and to see their modelling about how it will keep power prices down. We haven't seen anything yet, Patricia. We want to ensure that we push downward power prices down for consumers and business in light of the illegal war in Ukraine. But we're waiting on the Commonwealth to come forward with the solution that they promised more than 2 months ago.
The federal government wants a gas price cap at around $12 a gigajoule, but you're against it at a state level. Why?
Well, that's not right. Let me be very clear. I support a regulatory solution on, but there are some conditions. First, this is a national solution to this national problem. As you know, PK, our electricity grid is interconnected. Each state on the East Coast is linked to the others via massive poles and wires. So we can't play whack-a-mole with energy policy, solving a problem in one state, only for it to pop up in another state. Secondly, Patricia, what I'd say is that New South Wales energy consumers and taxpayers need to be no worse off. The New South Wales government already provides $300 million in energy rebates every year. And the Commonwealth is yet to put a single dollar on the table to help family with energy costs. So if they're going to handball this problem to us, then we need an indemnity against the costs that we may need to pay under free trade agreements or to keep energy companies afloat, and compensation for lost royalties that needs to help fund our schools and hospitals. New South Wales taxpayers shouldn't settle for anything less.
So you must know how much that will cost. How much money does New South Wales take in from coal royalties? How much will that affect any sort of proposal to cap coal prices affect your royalties? So how much do you want as compensation then?
Well, that's a matter for the Commonwealth. But what I'd say is...
Well, you know how much the price is, right?
Well, we don't because we haven't seen the proposal. And that's what I'm saying, Patricia. The number one issue here is protecting consumers from electricity bill increases, protecting business from electricity bill increases. That's what I want to see. And that's what we're asking the Commonwealth to do. The Commonwealth raised that they would be increasing, we would be seeing massive increases in electricity bills in their budget more than 2 months ago. They said they would offer a solution. And so far, they've been consulting with themselves and unions, and I'm worried that all they're offering up is an excuse or a plan to pass the buck to everyone else.
So if the federal government was to offer compensation for imposing a price cap, would you support it?
Well, of course. We want to see downward pressure on electricity prices. We're working with the Commonwealth, but we're waiting on them to come up with the solution to what is a national problem. This affects every state and territory. We recognise that there are a number of levers the Commonwealth has to fix this national problem, and they're best placed to do it. We would support any of those levers that will put that downward pressure on prices for businesses and families.
Now, of course, you say it's on them to offer that deal and you're waiting for it. Are you disappointed you haven't seen the detail yet? Have you called your counterpart and said, where is it?
Well, I'm speaking regularly to Minister Bowen, and I recognise that this is a very difficult job. I think energy policy is one of the most difficult areas of public policy. And what we've got is an illegal war in Ukraine, pushing up the price of coal and gas, and that's feeding through to wholesale electricity prices.
And how about the so-called, this is the political allegation, 10 years of inaction on these issues from the former federal coalition government? Do you think that's at play here too?
Well, I don't think anyone could have seen the illegal war in Ukraine 10 years ago. That being said, we know what we need to do over the medium to long term, and that's transition away from fossil fuels to more renewables. That way you're not exposed to global price shocks when it comes to commodities, and that's exactly what we're doing here in New South Wales. However, in the short term, because of the war in Ukraine, there is a huge spike coming for electricity consumers next year, and we need to protect them. And there's a number of ways you can do that. You can do price caps, you can do reservations, you can do direct subsidies. In New South Wales, we're doing direct subsidies for families and businesses. However, we welcome that the Commonwealth recognises that this is a national problem that requires a national solution. And we stand ready to work with them to protect electricity consumers in New South Wales.
Okay, so you want to do a deal by the end of the year because there's a crisis, right?
Well, what we want to see is whatever it takes to protect families and businesses, because Patricia, as you said, this is going to be a huge price shock, not just for New South Wales electricity consumers, but electricity consumers indeed across the country and, of course, across the world. This is not an Australian phenomenon. This is happening right around the world. What we need to be doing is standing by our people and protecting them during this very difficult time. And one way we could do that is price caps. Another way we could do that is reservations. Another way we could do that is direct subsidies. But again, the Commonwealth announced these price increases in their budget, and they said that they would come up with a solution. I don't mind what that solution is, as long as it protects families and businesses.
Just finally, on an issue I actually just asked Simon Birmingham about, the Nationals have come out against a voice to Parliament, but the Federal Liberal Party is yet to reveal its position. You are a well-known moderate in the New South Wales Liberal Party and, you know, pretty senior, you're a treasurer. Do you want to see your federal colleagues campaign for yes?
I do. I think it's an opportunity to unite our nation. I think it's an opportunity to strengthen our democracy. And the Liberal Party supporting a voice to Parliament will ensure that there's broad support for a voice to Parliament, for our First Nations people to be consulted on matters of policy. There's broad support right across our democracy. And that can only be a good thing.
The Nationals say it won't close the gap. What do you say to them?
Well, what I would say to them is that in the Uluru Statement from the Heart, there were a number of requests made by our First Nations people to the rest of the country. One of them is that they be consulted on matters of policy in the form of a voice. This is a modest request from our First Nations people to the rest of the country, especially in light of the entrenched disadvantage that we have seen for our Indigenous Australians, especially in light of past atrocities and injustices that have occurred. So I think, again, this is a modest request from our First Nations people to the rest of the country. And this is an important step forward, so that we can recognise the past, but also move forward together as one.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, as always, Patricia.
Matt Cain, New South Wales Treasurer and Minister for Energy. You're listening to ABC RM Breakfast.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.